Christmas artist, so you can go to the opening for more than just the snacks.
My Friends Are Home is the second installation of a collection of Millie Dunstall and Jessica Brown's photographic works currently showing at Window Gallery. Presented on window vinyl and splashed with painted buttermilk, the show sees these transparent photographs depicting the artist's friends in their flats in Tamaki Makaurau, inviting a certain intimacy and conversation between the images and the viewer themselves. Like a time capsule, the photographs carry qualities of nostalgia and sentimentality, allowing the viewer to have insight into not only what those intimate relationships look like in the artist's lives, but also their own. So I've had a kōrero with Minnie Dunstall and Jessica Brown about the show and their collaborative practices.
Kia ora, I'm Jessica. I'm pretty fresh to Tamaki. I moved up 2 weeks ago, but I'm an art documenter. So my practice is primarily photography. Yeah, my practice involves just using, I guess, my role as an observer to inform my practice and kind of what I'm seeing and recording. I think parts of my practice that are important to me are kind of collaborative storytelling and the core kind of nature of friendships, and yeah.
Kia ora, I'm Millie. Yeah, my practice at the moment, I'm focusing a lot on photography and where that can kind of be like brought in without kind of calling myself a photographer. I guess it's really like using my phone or using little point and shoot cameras to make images that feel like they're really capturing the atmosphere of like the moment that I'm experiencing, because I like to see something and be like, oh my god, like I have to have that, and then like you might look back or you'll never look back at it and see if like the energy is still there. Yeah, I've been making like banners over the past few years, and that's where Jessica and I's collaboration has like come in, with like documenting these photo object banners around different sites of interest. And then yeah, just interested in like branding and the landscape, like the visual landscape of my immediate world. And yeah, I guess just like trying to find things to be passionate about.
You kind of touched on it there, Millie, a little bit about how you guys kind of first started collaborating. And I guess I wanted to start there before we get talking a little bit more about the show itself. In terms of your collaborative process together, are you able to kind of walk me through what that relationship and process looks like for the both of you?
Yeah, I guess the first time
was in like 2022.
Yeah, which is funny. Like we didn't even really know each other.
I don't think.
And I just banged your line because I wanted to. I made these soft sculpture bows out of felt, and like I was like feeling pretty dark because I'd been like hand stitching them, and I was like, oh, and I was gonna put them on these hoardings for in Pōneke, there's the old Chinese church, and then they've built these like crazy apartments behind, they're like big and green on Taranaki Street. I can't remember the number, but as they were building that, I became enamored because they had this like elevator in their scaffolding, and I was like, that's so sick. So I put all these love hearts, like gold and pink love hearts, and then asked Jessica to photograph them, and then that, like, we spent like an hour together, and then you like did the editing, and then yeah, and then I printed it on a banner and then showed it at the Fulton Hogan Rongotai Depot. I was really obsessed with construction at the time. And then, yeah, and then Jessica came to that opening, and then we just kind of kept doing it.
We kept going, yeah.
Yeah, I want to talk obviously a lot more about your current show at Window Gallery, My Friends Are Home Too. It kind of, in the show, we see these quite intimate photographs of your friends presented on window vinyl. And I want to talk a little bit more about this presentation in a moment, but I guess more on the photographs themselves. They create this quite interesting tension or conversation between the public and private as these almost time capsules of nostalgia and these relationships in your lives. What kind of interests you guys about this kind of public-private tension in the works, and I guess the choice of subject?
I guess with that, and I feel like as well, like you just moving here is kind of like part of that again. I guess it's like life in itself, like being 25, having your frontal lobe develop at this like rate that kind of surprises you, and then you feel really existential, kind of gets you, like, I don't know, it really resonates with this practice of being like, oh, you know, I'm so sentimental, I've got my flat room, and now I'm leaving, it's got all my stuff. Like, I always take photos of my bedrooms before I leave. And then I was thinking about my mates, because Tom and Perry, they've moved now to, shout out Tom and Perry, BFM GOAT, moved over to Berlin now. And so, yeah, Cheska and I did like an art swap right before I left Wellington, and she was like, oh, I'll do some photography for you for this painting. And so she came up, and then we like went around photographing the banners and people's, like, our friends' flats. And yeah, and I guess it's just that whole thing of like everyone feels that sentimentality about objects or things or places, and you kind of like can find yourself in a lot of states of like grief, like over mates going overseas.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
it's become something that's been like a lot more apparent recently, but I think the thing that's really important is like, it's really funny because like a lot of our friends who we took photos of have moved from these flats, and it's really important to kind of create this time capsule. I think my role as an observer and photographer is just like being able to kind of stop time in its tracks and like offer like a little piece of something like personal, and I do feel like quite sentimental for this project because I've just moved as well. But
totally.
Yeah,
I think it's so nice as well because it does feel like, from a viewer's perspective, it feels, I think particularly with the images being right on the window, it feels like you're really immersed into that as well. And it's such an intimate environment that's created in depicting these moments and allowing us to kind of come into that as well and really get insight into that. I guess that leads nicely to talking a little bit more about the installation. The images themselves are presented on window vinyl, but they're also layered with this buttermilk painting over the glass of the window, opening up for this almost blurred, dreamlike navigation of the images. Talk to me a bit about this choice. What was your kind of thought process behind this mode of presentation, and what did that process of presentation look like?
The window vinyl is like heavily inspired by the bus, which like don't even let me start talking about the bus, but the bus is a really awesome place where a lot of inspiration lies. Yeah, that vinyl Chinese woman Guangzhou Airport Terminal bus is like the title, if I'm remembering it correctly. I recently traveled to Europe with my best friends, and we were on the inside of this bus, and you could only see the black like inside of that vinyl. So you know how when you go inside the space you can only see the black of the backs of the vinyl? It's kind of about that, and then being able to like imagine what's on the other side. Like I could tell from the silhouette that it was a woman with her hair done up. She has like maybe earrings on, and we were in China, so I'm like, she must be a Chinese woman advertising this like airline, the China Southern Airlines, also a great airline, by the way, guys. But yeah, so there's that, and then also the mark making of fogging windows. Like when we were in Scotland, in Edinburgh, there was this like painted on foggy something, and I just googled it up, and then this guy was like, buttermilk does this. So it's like literally buttermilk that you get from the supermarket. But yeah, I feel like the installation was kind of crazy. We had a bit of a tough time.
Yeah, the installation was a bit crazy. Yeah, this presentation of these photos is another iteration of a show that we had in Waihi earlier in the year, and we presented those photos quite differently. They were pretty straightforward photographic prints, and for this, using the window vinyl and like playing with the perforation, it's like letting the viewer kind of filling in the gaps a little bit.
Yes.
It's like playing with this aspect of like kind of hiding and revealing, and yeah, letting the viewer kind of fill in the missing piece for them.
Yeah, and like the further you get back, it's kind of easier to see. It also totally depends on like the time of day with the light coming in.
Yeah.
And then also we found like, and you know, I shouldn't say that we didn't know this was going to happen, but like when someone walks behind the vinyl and you're looking, their silhouette like saturates the vinyl enough that you can actually see more of the image. So it's this whole thing, like it's already a real meta thing having the banners like inside the photos, and like Cheska said before, the whole like time capsule thing. It's like you said like freezing time or like pausing time, which is an impossible thing, which is what photography like almost does but doesn't. It's almost like freezing memories. But yeah, it's like a very dynamic installation as opposed to the one we did previously, which was a bit more trad but like still super sentimental because it was in my family home. But
I did want to talk a little bit about, I guess you've touched on it there, the different ways you've installed this show, because you did previously exhibit it in Waihee first. And I guess maybe it ties in a little bit to what you were saying, Jessica, how like the show feels a little bit more personal having just moved as well. And I guess it does feel quite rooted in these kind of ideas of location and locality. Is there any kind of different way that you've seen the show, I guess, in Tāmaki, or do you feel like there's kind of a different interpretation of it in a different area in New Zealand? Is that playing a part at all?
I feel like in terms of like knowing, like people knowing who's in the images, maybe that.
Yeah, I guess maybe the subjects kind of like reinforce the locality a little bit with this one.
But yeah, also, no shade to Waihee, but there's not a whole lot of contemporary art.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it was, like, it was so much fun, and it was
really fun, yeah.
And, like, my family friends and, like, parents' friends pulled up, which was, like, the sweetest, like, pigs in a blanket came through, you know? It's like, you know, I've got to get Uncle Tony's special beers or whatever. It was, like, I think also watching people interact with the space, and I don't know, knowing that a lot of people probably will just walk straight past Window Gallery, like that's kind of also part of just the way that like everyone interacts with the landscape of the world. Yeah, I guess like the show in Waihee was like very intentional. There was kind of like quite a natural viewing process where you go from one room to the other. They're all at the same height, and like you can kind of be like, this is how to look at the art. Whereas like, I feel like at Window, it's maybe a bit more like, where is it?
And yeah, like, what am I looking
at? Yeah, because Jessica had this lady be like, oh, you know, you can't see those, eh? Like 2 days in a row, she was like, you really need to put something behind those. I cannot see them. And it's like, oh my God.
Yeah. That's the point, babe.
Totally. She was like, you should really think about putting a piece of paper behind that.
I'm like, oh my God.
She came back the next day and said it again. I was like, oh.
Right.
Yeah, it's awesome. Yeah, that's cool.
I love like a visceral response.
You know?
Like,
so
even
passionate.
Like a flash of anger, it's like, ooh.
At least you felt something.
Yeah,
thank
let
you.
It talk in your mind. Let it follow you throughout the day and like see it every time you go to the library and be like, those girls know nothing.
God, I guess you kind of touched on it there, that maybe there isn't really a direct intention for how the works are engaged with, but if there is, do you have any particular hopes for viewers engaging with the show at all?
Mia, who is one of the Window Gallery curators, she did this really beautiful text and curatorial response on the show, and she kind of talked about imagery and the way that it was like, returning to an image is kind of like returning home, and home isn't necessarily like one specific site or one specific thing. It's like it's like little observations that kind of like remind you of something that's already been already been there.
I feel like my hope is always that people will like take that viewing experience or like see, I don't know, I feel like you can really feel the sentimentality, even if you have no idea who the people are or where they are. Like, it's kind of like, you do kind of intrinsically know what you're looking at.
Mm.
And then, I would like for people to then go and look at their own space and be sentimental about their own things. I was thinking in the car on the way here, like, and this might be kind of cringe, but like, the sooner we can all appreciate our lives, and like the sooner we can all be grateful about like small things and kind of like learn to be present, the better our lives will be. So I'm like on a constant pursuit of like seeing cool things, whether it's like muck on the window of the bus or like something like that.
That's beautiful, Millie.
Oh, no. Thanks.
That was Millie Dunstall and Jessica Brown speaking with Soph about their show My Friends Are Home Too, currently on at Window Gallery. The show runs until next Window, 19th of November, at Window Gallery in the University of Auckland General Library.